Support for 89.7 NPR News comes from the James at Ohio State, providing access to the most advanced cancer treatments available from a team specialized in treating just one type of cancer, yours. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu/choosethejames.
Welcome to All Sides with Amy Jurevich. This is our membership drive. More about that in just a moment. Getting dinner on the table can be a nightly challenge. From what to make to how to please every palate in your family. For 26 years, home cooks have relied on America's Test Kitchen for culinary inspiration, culling savory selections from the TV show and later the companion cookbooks. Hosts Julia Colin Davison and Bridget Lancaster are there with their lively banter, and they dispense advice and test recipes from the show's kitchen space in Boston's Seaport District. And listeners, we have a treat for you this hour. Julia and Bridget are both here with us this hour on Zoom, but that's ahead of their upcoming appearance when they're going to be here in Columbus in person on December 8th at Mershon Auditorium. At the event, they'll pull back the curtain on the show and give us the inside scoop and take your questions. Plus, there's a new cookbook, and it's huge. It's more than 1,000 pages, and it has all 26 years of the hit TV show. I want to say welcome to All Sides, Bridget.
Hi, so glad to be here. Thank you for having me. And Julia, of course.
And Julia, welcome to All Sides.
Hi, so nice to meet you, Amy.
Yes, and we're delighted to have you both with us. And so America's Test Kitchen is on the road. You're coming here to town. Can you tell us what, I guess, Bridget, we'll start with you. Can you tell us what a live show is like? What does it mean to see America's Test Kitchen on the road?
It's a completely different experience than taping the shows, of course. I mean, we actually get to see faces that aren't just behind a camera. So it's wonderful. The live shows have been amazing. People are so enthusiastic about the shows. They're so enthusiastic about supporting PBS and NPR. And we know that that's super important right now. But it's just great to get reactions from the crowd. And especially, they're always very, very surprised that Julia and I aren't going on there to cook. We're doing a whole bunch of other things.
Okay, a whole bunch of other things. Julia, is it a secret what you do?
We show what it's like behind the scenes to film a TV show, and we kind of act out what that's like. We show what the test kitchen looked like. It's actually six kitchens that we work in. We show that. We also bring people on stage and have a lot of fun testing different pieces of equipment to show that it's not always your skill level. Sometimes the piece of equipment you use really matters. There's a really fun thing where we show the whole audience how important your nose is for tasting. The whole audience can participate. And then we bring some people who claim to be really good at smelling up on stage to put their nose to the test. And then, you know, we answer questions, which I think is my favorite part, to really connect with the audience that you usually don't see and answer questions of what it's like to film a show and what Bridget's really like.
Hey.
Well, and I have to imagine, yes, that there's no cooking on stage, because if you're traveling all around the country, and I could see, you know, cooking on a stage being quite the fire hazard. So you're going to not, you would need, I don't think a traveling kitchen is really much of a thing.
Right. Yeah, there's too many logistics, and we want Mershon Auditorium to survive, you know, past our appearance. So no cooking on stage.
All right. So we'll be talking a little bit more about the live event here in a minute, but I wanted to turn to the show, America's Test Kitchen. You two always look like you're having so much fun. Julia, is the show as much fun as you make it seem?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a dream job to stand up there with people who are really smart and know how to cook and eager to teach people the ins and outs of a good recipe. And at the end, I just get to eat really delicious food. I mean, I couldn't ask for more.
And Bridget, do you have a lot of fun too, or are you faking it?
Oh no. I have a lot of fun, but I would say that I try to be a little bit sneaky. My goal is to try to make everyone laugh on camera. Not only does it lighten the mood, but it just loosens up people, especially anybody who's new to the cast. It's a good idea to try to get them to maybe step back for a minute and realize that what we do, we're cooking on TV, is kind of a wonderful thing, and we should have some fun with it.
Well, this is our membership drive. This is 89.7 NPR News, and I'm Amy Jurevich, the host of All Sides, and we have a wonderful thank you gift for you today. When you make a gift of $15 a month, you'll get a pair of tickets to see America's Test Kitchen live. Bridget and Julia are coming to Columbus on December 8th, and WOSU has some great seats for our members. Give $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180, and you'll get your tickets. Plus, you'll also receive a copy of their latest cookbook. Give right now at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. The event is at Mershon Auditorium on Ohio State's campus. It's December 8th. So there are two tickets plus a brand new cookbook for $15 a month. That's 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. If you can't make it to the show, you can get the cookbook as a thank you gift right now for $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120. This book is the complete America's Test Kitchen TV show cookbook from 2001 to 2026. It is every recipe and product recommendation from all 26 seasons of the hit TV cooking show. This cookbook is massive. It is more than 1,000 pages. I cannot pick it up with one hand. You can get the cookbook for $10 a month, or you can get the cookbook and two tickets to the event on December 8th for $15 a month. Check out both at WOSU.org or call and ask about them. 866-897-9678. So I love how your show is so warm and friendly and accessible for any skill level. So you don't talk down to newer cooks or someone who might struggle in the kitchen. I'm a kitchen struggler. Cooking doesn't come naturally to me because not everyone is a natural. So I want to thank you first for explaining things in a simple way. Is that hard for you? You both cook so much. Can you explain it in a simple way where you're like, oh, I know what that is? Bridget, why don't you go first?
Yeah. I think for one thing, you know, we were all a struggling cook at some point. Mm-hmm. So it's really good to remember that. But I think the way that we test recipes, we test with the assumption from the very beginning that we don't know. Mm-hmm. So we're starting off in that same place. And as we do our recipe testing, we're just finding out. It's almost a mystery that we're piecing together. We're finding out the best way to do something where maybe the mistakes will be made. So, one of our slogans is we make the mistakes so you don't have to, mm-hmm. so that people can pick up our recipes and feel very confident from the start. And, you know, it's always good to have those small victories in the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, yes. But what if I still make a mistake? There's always a way to fix it, right, Julia?
There is always a way to fix it. Yeah. It is called hash. Mm-hmm. Just add some potatoes and put an egg on it and call it hash. That is the ultimate fix.
Go ahead, Julia.
There's two types of cooks, really. Mm-hmm. There's the cooks who like to follow a recipe, mm-hmm. and we really cater to those cooks. If you follow our recipe step by step, you will be successful. And then there are the cooks that like to cook from the hip. They think mm-hmm. recipes are just suggestions. They want to have fun with it. For those cooks, every recipe has a why this recipe works. A little paragraph that explains the key point of a recipe. So, you know, this is the key point of the recipe. Don't mess with this part of the recipe, but all the flavors, have fun, do your thing. So we really can cater to both kinds of cooks.
I also read that your show is not fully scripted. Is that true? You don't have a script for the TV show? Julia, are you just speaking off the cuff?
Yeah, absolutely. The script we have is actually for the food. So we have bullet points of what has happening to the food at every stage so that the director knows which of the five cameras to zoom in on what. Mm-hmm. But what we're saying is completely off the cuff. We do put notes in here and there if there's a key point we want to make about a recipe to make sure we drive home. Usually it's the key point of a recipe, or it's a key method or a science, something that really drives home the science of why the recipe works. But yeah, everything else, we're just riffing.
Yeah. Bridget, I have to imagine that you're used to it now after years of doing the show. But when you were first starting out, was it hard to speak off the cuff, or maybe cooking is harder with a script? You know, which one is it? What do you think, Bridget?
Oh, well, if I look back on where we started, I was absolutely terrified. I had cooked before, many, many times before. I was a test cook for Cooks Illustrated at the time. So cooking was where I felt confident. Speaking in front of camera was not where I felt confident. So it's changed a lot. And, you know, the great thing about Julia and I being hosts now is we came through the ranks, started off as test cooks. So we're able to think, okay, we know exactly how this person next to us is feeling, especially any new cast members. and we can, you know, hopefully relay some of that calmness. But I still get the jitters every year.
I want to say thank you to Shirley McPherson from Westerville. Thank you for your support of WOSU, and thanks for starting us off this hour, Shirley. You are listening to All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. This is our membership drive. We count on listeners to make up the most important part of our budget. We rely on listener support to bring you great programs every day. And listener support is more important now than ever before. Give at WOSU.org or call us and join us at 866-897-9678. We have a great thank you gift this hour. You can see Bridget and Julia live in person at America's Test Kitchen on the road. The event here in Columbus is December 8th at Mershon Auditorium on OSU's campus. We have reserved the best seats just for WOSU members. So when you give today at $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180, you are going to get two tickets to this event. And I will let you in on a secret. We're going to give away the tickets from the front to the back. So the sooner you call, the better the seat you're going to get. So give $15 a month right now or a one-time gift of $180. You'll get two tickets to this event. Plus, we're going to add in the most recent cookbook from America's Test Kitchen. Secure your seat right now at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. If you can't make it to the show, you can give at $10 a month and get the cookbook as your gift. This is a great time to support public radio. And it's no secret that public radio has had some changes to the way we are funded. But we are still here, thanks to listener support. If you listen to All Sides every day, then today is the perfect day to support this show. The team at All Sides works hard to cover a diverse range of topics. We cover the news of the day. We cover long-term trends. We take on national issues with a Central Ohio perspective. If having a talk show on the radio daily that you can trust and that is truly local, if that is important to you, now is the time to take action. Support this station, support this show, give right now, and you can get tickets plus a cookbook to our America's Test Kitchen event. That's $15 with a monthly gift at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about America's Test Kitchen, the TV show, the cookbook, and the live event coming to Columbus. We have with us the hosts, Julia Collin-Davison and Bridget Lancaster. And I want to just get into your backgrounds a little bit. Bridget, a little birdie told me that you have a connection to Ohio State University.
Yes, I'm a proud Buckeye. My grandmother used to live in Clintonville, so that was one of the reasons that I wanted to go back to Ohio State. My father graduated from there as well.
Oh, I live in I live in Clintonville. I have to
you
say.
Do
I do yeah.
I have family in Dublin and where else? Hilliard.
Okay.
So I've got a lot of Ohio family. Yeah. Loved it there. It was the best thing.
I feel like I'm supposed to say OH to you. OH.
IO.
Yeah, of course.
IO every time.
Every time.
Yeah, so, my screensaver is, you know, Ohio Stadium. So live and die, scarlet and gray.
All right. Well, okay. So you graduated from Ohio State. What was your degree in?
I actually didn't graduate. I transferred to another school from Ohio State. So yeah.
Well, once a Buckeye, always a Buckeye. All right. What did you study here?
Yeah, I studied pre-veterinary medicine. So that was part of that program. I was out on the ag campus all the time. And I lived in the South Dorm, South Campus, back when Papa Joe's was there. And a lot of very famous places. But I'm really happy that Buckeye Donuts is still around. Mm-hmm. If that place goes down, I don't know what I'm going to do.
That's still there, but there are a lot of changes. You're not going to recognize very much beyond that. But okay, so vet school, that's far away from what you're doing now. How did you end up going from wanting to be a vet to hosting a cooking TV show?
Well, my first food job was at a small breakfast place off campus in Ohio, and I was stamping biscuits. That was my job. Mm-hmm. And when I transferred to another school, I just continued to cook a little bit. And then I realized that that's actually the path that I wanted to take. Mm-hmm. So I started working with pastry. I found a pastry chef that was great, and they took me under their wing. And this was in West Virginia. Then I started moving around. I ended up marrying a man. We were wanderers for a while. So we moved around a lot before we ended up in Boston, which is where I am now. He's also a chef. So, I mean, the great thing about cooking for a living is you can always find a job. It might not be the job you want, but you will always find a job.
There happens to be food everywhere, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And then I ended up working for, I was doing pastry in Boston, and I was working at Williams Sonoma at the same time. And one of my coworkers said, hey, she worked for Cooks Illustrated magazine at that time. And she said, I've got a great job for you. Maybe come in and apply for the job. See if you want to be a test cook. And I loved the 9 to 5. That was amazing. Monday through Friday, what could get better and benefits? Like, this is possible in the cooking world. This is amazing. So yeah, it was very, you know, a very circular way of finding my way to cooking. I started stamping biscuits and now I still make biscuits.
Now, Julia, let's talk about your background. Not Ohio State, but also you came to cooking kind of, you know, in a different way. You studied philosophy and psychology, right?
I did. Mm-hmm. And a minor in music, which has nothing to do with food. and I graduated and realized none of those really took as a passion to continue on in terms of getting a job. Mm-hmm. And I panicked and thought, I need to get a skill. And the whole time I was in college, I was working at gourmet food shops, a vegetarian restaurant. I was just doing it on the side because it was fun. And I liked the extra money in college. And then it dawned on me, like, maybe you could turn that into a skill, into a career. And I grew up in upstate New York, Rochester, New York. And I'd gone to college in Albany, and then just down the New York Turnpike a little bit is Hyde Park, New York, and the home of Culinary Institute of America, which is a great culinary school. And I got in by the skin of my teeth. Everyone else there had a lot more experience than I did. But on day one, I realized I was in the right place. These are my people. I love working with my hands. And everything just fell into place and made sense. And from there on, I had a lot of different cooking jobs, wound up on the West Coast in Napa, crushing grapes, catering, I mean, having a blast. And someone that I graduated culinary school with worked in the test kitchen as a test cook for Cooks Illustrated magazine. Mm. Her name was Ann Yamanaka, and Bridget worked with her briefly. And I told her, I said, you have my dream job. That is a great magazine. Let me know. And she called one day, and she was from LA, and she wanted to move back home. And I was out west and wanted to move back to the East Coast. And we pretty much traded positions at that point, which is not how you get a job these days as a test cook. And a test cook nowadays is not what Bridget and I did when we started. Mm-hmm. Bridget started and was doing the dishes and the grocery shopping. And as soon as I showed up 6 months later, she passed those duties on to me. Mm-hmm. So we really worked up from the bottom of the masthead on the magazine to start developing recipes. And then when the TV show idea came around, if you worked in the test kitchen, you were on the show. That was it.
Oh, okay.
And it was a very small staff.
Yeah.
So we learned, none of us had any media training. And so thank goodness for the grace of PBS viewers to stick with us in those early years, because we're pretty rough. The set's pretty rough. The lighting's terrible. But, the beauty about PBS is about the information and about the education, and what we had to offer was good information. And we figured it out over the years. We polished things up a bit and made it a bit more entertaining. But that's how it all happened.
Yeah, very polished now. Listeners, this is one of those moments when everything is coming together. So you can support right now, and you'll be supporting WOSU and All Sides and NPR. You'll also be supporting PBS programming and America's Test Kitchen. This is a great hour to support public media because you're getting a little bit of everything here. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. This is All Sides. Support the station you depend on. You can make a gift right now at WOSU.org or call us 866-897-9678. I want to say thank you to Joyce Melnick from Dublin. Thanks, Joyce, for your gift. And we also heard from Kenneth Donchaz from Westerville. Thanks, Kenneth, for joining us today. You know, we all know that the news cycle can be relentless. All Sides has been covering it all, from the affordable housing crisis to the latest bills moving through the State House. You listen to NPR and WOSU to learn something new and you understand what's happening in the world around you. Make a gift of support, and you'll be supporting 89.7 NPR News and this show. And as I said, also WOSU and WOSU TV and our PBS programming. Your gifts support the programs we bring you every day. Become a member this hour, and your thank you gift can be two tickets to see America's Test Kitchen hosts Julia Collin Davidson and Bridget Lancaster live when they are here in Columbus for a show on December 8th. We have some of the best seats in Mershon Auditorium set aside just for WOSU members, and we have seats for you when you make a gift. $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180 right now at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Plus, you will also get the newest, most updated America's Test Kitchen cookbook. So that's two tickets and an amazing cookbook for a monthly gift of $15. Don't wait. Support public radio. Secure your seats to this great event. Give at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. And I have to add that if you can't make it to the show, if December 8th doesn't work for you, and you want to get in on all of this America's Test Kitchen excitement, we can give you the cookbook for $10 a month. And it's a beautiful, big cookbook with hundreds of recipes from 26 seasons of America's Test Kitchen. Get the cookbook for $10 a month at WOSU.org or again, 866-897-9678. Let's talk about the cookbook for a moment. The complete America's Test Kitchen TV show cookbook spanning every year from 2001 to 2026. It is huge, over 1,000 pages. I feel like I should ask each of you your favorite recipe from the book, but oh my goodness, how could you pick one? There's so many. Tell me about the idea of just of putting in everything. Is that just the generosity of PBS? Good.
Let Julia answer that one. That's great.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, every year we wonder if we should just put out a smaller book of the recipes we did this year. And every year the answer is no. And we ask our readers and viewers what they want. And they want the book with everything. Mm-hmm. And they pass their old books on to neighbors and friends and their kids. And so, you know, it is a tome. It is a workout to lift this book with so many recipes. My favorite recipe is easy for me to choose. I won't bore you to death, Amy, but I have gotten pulled off the stages for talking forever about roast chicken. I love roast chicken. It is my last meal. It is my favorite meal. I make it once a week. So there's roast chicken in the book that is at the top of my list. It's chicken under a brick with herb roasted potatoes. And it's a butterfly chicken or spatchcock, which you can now buy. They sell chickens already with the backbone out. And you brown it in the skillet. And then you take it out and you put potatoes and herbs in the skillet. And you put this gorgeous brown chicken on top, skin side up. You brush it with a little butter and herbs and you put it in the oven. The chicken is perfection. And the potatoes underneath are the best part. They're schmaltzy and they're golden and brown. And I could eat that right now. Now that I'm talking about it.
Now everyone listening is hungry. All right. So I guess I was being kind of funny when I say how can you have a favorite recipe, but I guess Julia does. So Bridget, do you have a favorite?
That's difficult. I mean, there are 1400 recipes, more than 1400 recipes in this giant book. If you ask me today, I will say probably the sticky buns. The sticky buns is not just a fantastic recipe. You know, it's got that gooey pecan coating and you flip it out of the pan and it just looks like a beautiful set of jewels laid before you, but it tastes amazing. But it has such a good connection. Julia and I, that was one of the first recipes that we hosted together on the show. And people that come to the live show are going to see some really funny outtakes from that particular recipe.
All right. And you include recipes from all the seasons. So season 26, which is highlighted under the recipe title, there's a red banner reading season 26. So on page 565, you have the silky roasted eggplant with tomato and feta. And I was just flipping through the book and that one caught me. I love roasted eggplant. Have you both cooked all of these, or is it someone on your team has cooked all of them? Like if I flip through the book and pick a page like I just did. Do you know that recipe, Julia?
I do know that recipe. I haven't cooked it, but I ate it. Yeah. It is delicious. It is the texture of the eggplant. Eggplant is one of those.
Well, you can do it wrong. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I just assume this is good one. So
yeah. Well, I call it, when you undercook eggplant, it makes your teeth feel funny. It makes you, we call it sweater teeth. Your teeth feel fuzzy because there's like some enzyme that hasn't turned. This is just absolutely silky. And then you get the heartiness with the cooked down tomatoes and the creaminess of the feta. It is delightful. I haven't cooked every recipe. I've cooked the majority of the recipes, though. Definitely eaten everything, I have to say.
Okay.
My waistline proves it.
You've eaten 1,400 different things, definitely.
Easily. More.
Well, yes, I'm a firm believer in everything's better with feta, you know. So, Bridget, what about you? Have you eaten every recipe, too?
I'm not going to say I've eaten everything in there, because I'm sure there are a couple of beet recipes, and that is my nemesis. I do not eat beets. I refuse to eat beets. That is the one thing that I cannot stomach too much. But I'd say I've probably eaten 80% of that food in there, mostly all the pastries.
Yeah, I get that. That is a good question. What if you have to do a show and you don't like that food? So have you had to cook on the show with beets?
I have not.
And that is the beauty. You say no. Okay.
Yeah. That is the beauty of having a second host. Julia will take any beet recipes, but even over the years, the test cooks, we try to pair whomever is doing the cooking on the show with something that either they develop themselves or something that is to their liking or that they have a lot of knowledge about. So we can pair the beet expert with the beet recipe. And then the beet host is Julia.
Okay. So Julia, is there something you don't like? What's your nemesis?
Yeah, my nemesis used to be broccoli. I know, which is a really generic vegetable. You're supposed to love broccoli. It's really healthy for you. What was the president that hated broccoli? Was that
Bush Senior?
Yeah.
He hated broccoli and he said, gosh darn it, I'm president. If I don't want to eat broccoli, I'm not going to eat broccoli. And they sent him like I think it was a truck full of broccoli.
The broccoli industry.
Yeah, I try to like, there's actually one broccoli recipe now I like. It's air fryer broccoli because it doesn't taste like broccoli. It tastes like popcorn. Mm-hmm. But luckily, not a lot of broccoli works its way onto the show. And Bridget's the broccoli host. So
ironically, my children, 12 and 8, broccoli is their favorite vegetable. Oh. I don't know what I did, but we eat a lot of broccoli. So
well done.
Yeah.
Well done indeed.
That was an accident because they don't like carrots. So I have no idea. Weird kids. This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. And we're talking about America's Test Kitchen, the TV show, the cookbook, the live event coming to Columbus. We have the hosts with us, Julia and Bridget. And I want to say thank you to Don Leonard from Columbus. And he wrote a note saying, I love this station so much. I love the way you guys do journalism. Well, thank you, Don. Thank you for listening. Thanks for your support. And this is our membership drive. Give right now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. If you listen to All Sides every day, then you know this show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversations on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. You hear from our weekly reporter roundtable every Monday. On Thursday, you hear segments called Fascinating Ohio, where we introduce you to neighbors from the Buckeye State with an interesting story to tell. You hear facts straight from experts. You hear from newsmakers. Support this local talk show with a gift at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. When you make a gift of $15 a month, we have a very special offer that you're not going to want to pass up. Don't miss this chance to get 2 tickets to see Bridget and Julia, the hosts of America's Test Kitchen, a special event in Columbus. They will be at the Mershon Auditorium on December 8th, and they want to see an audience full of public media supporters, a room full of people who love WOSU TV and radio. That's the goal. But we need your help to make that goal happen. Secure your 2 tickets with a gift of $15 a month. You can make a one-time gift of $180 right now. And we're going to add in their newest cookbook. So it's 2 tickets to the show plus this giant cookbook. It is a good deal. Don't wait. Give now at WOSU.org. So I wanted to take a few minutes to talk about your show again. You cook recipes, you teach recipes, you test different techniques. You also test kitchen items. I saw a video from a few months ago where you tested out a bunch of multi-cookers. Now, like, I have a crock pot and I have an air fryer, but I don't have a multi-cooker. So not just a crock pot, not just a pressure cooker, but all these pots that do everything. Do you remember the verdict? I don't know if you remember everything every episode you do.
I don't know if I was the host of that particular segment. I think Julia probably was, because I think you use multi-cookers a lot. Was that
you? Yeah. So the multi-cooker is a slow cooker and a pressure cooker combined. Mm-hmm. It's like the Instapot. Now the air fryer, that's been combined with toaster ovens. So, and to my knowledge, there isn't a pressure cooker, slow cooker, air fryer, toaster oven.
Yes.
Like a combi oven.
Yeah.
And they actually make those for industrial kitchens. They're quite expensive. And my guess is they'll size them down. A multi-cooker generally is the slow cooker, pressure cooker combo. I love them. Mm. It's an electric thing. It turns itself off. It is the best way to make chicken broth, because when you put the bones under pressure, it pulls all the flavors out. And so it is the best way to make chicken broth. And I'm coming around to the air fryers.
That was my next question. So, I know they're different, but like talking about, we've really leaned as a country into the air fryer, I feel like. What's your opinion of the air fryer? Is it a fad that's going to go away, and in 10 years, someone's going to be like, what's this giant black thing in my cupboard? Why did I have this? It takes up so much space.
Yeah. Is it going to be the bread maker?
Yeah.
2020s. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I mean, they've been around in the UK for a long time. They were popular there before they were popular here. And they are coming down in size, so they're not going to be so big. And they are combining them with toaster ovens, which I think most people like. Mm-hmm. I was against it at the beginning because it's essentially a convection oven, right? And most people have convection in their oven. So now you have two ovens, which is fine. But I've come around largely because my daughter, who's a teenager, it's a really easy way for her to make quick things. It's best at reheating pizza, I have to say.
I agree.
like I said, I don't like broccoli, but broccoli out of the air fryer somehow transcends my hate of broccoli, and I now like it. So and it heats up really quickly, unlike my oven, which takes 20 minutes. This thing heats up in a minute or two.
Yeah.
I don't know. My daughter learned how to use it at a young age, so she could make her own chicken nuggets, which was kind of felt like a real hurdle to get over. She could make her own little lunch. So I don't know. I'm becoming an advocate slowly but surely, but unwillingly. Like, I don't want to like it. I don't like things on my counter, but I'm using it a lot. So
I know we don't have room to keep it on our counter, so we have to like fetch it from this closet behind our kitchen and bring it out, mm-hmm. and that just seems like such a chore. And that's why I want them to make them smaller.
It's probably only a matter of time before they're fully integrated into the kitchens.
That's true.
That's true.
Right. Bridget, do you have a favorite random kitchen gadget?
I would say in the electronics world, it's definitely an immersion circulator. So a sous vide stick that came on the scene. It really started to get big about 10 years ago, 8 years ago. I have two boys living at home with my husband and myself, so I have to supply giant amounts of food at all times. Otherwise, they will eat all of the food I've cooked for myself. So I use the sous vide. It's just one of the best things. You vacuum seal your proteins. It works with vegetables as well. It's great with eggs. And you drop it in a little bit of water that's been brought up to a specific temperature, and it cooks it in that temperature, and then it holds the food at that temperature. So for a steak, for example, you can season your steak. You can brown it before or after. I like to brown it after. So I season the steak, maybe add a little bit of butter, some garlic in there, and then you vacuum seal it, sous vide the steak at say 120 degrees, and it'll hold there. So if you're having a dinner party, you can have a whole bunch of guests and the steak is at 120. All you have to do at the last minute is remove it from the sous vide, pat it dry, and then sear it either on the grill or the broiler or even on your stovetop. And it's beautiful. It's just a great way of cooking meat, especially.
I want to say thank you to Debbie Gabolis from Columbus. Thank you, Debbie. And Debbie left a note to say, I love America's Test Kitchen and I love All Sides. So Debbie is all of our fans. And I want to say thank you to Barbara Galantowicz from Columbus. Thanks, Barbara, for joining us today. And you're running out of time. We have about 20 minutes remaining in the hour for you to join us. And then you can join us whenever America's Test Kitchen is live the evening of December 8th at Mershon Auditorium on Ohio State's campus. You will have tickets in the WOSU member section. They have set aside seats just for WOSU members. These are some of the best seats in a house. And in addition, you're going to receive their latest cookbook. This is a giant cookbook, the complete America's Test Kitchen TV show cookbook from 2001 to 2026. So you can get two tickets and the cookbook for $15 a month, or a one-time gift of $180. You can get just the cookbook itself, if you can't come to the show, for $10 a month, or a one-time gift of $120. Right now, give us a call. Join us. 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. Another, I was just randomly looking at videos of what you guys have tested out recently, and also, you know, YouTube analytics will show me the most popular ones because that's just how that works. So I saw one where you were testing out water bottles, and my family has the great water bottle debate. We have all so many water bottles. Do you remember, I can't remember which one of you it was that was drinking out of the water bottles. Is that you, Bridget? No?
I believe that was probably Julia.
Julia again? Okay.
No, I thought it was you.
No, I feel like I would have remembered drinking out of a water bottle. But,
yeah, you had all the different water bottles lined up, and you were testing glass water bottles, plastic ones like a Nalgene, and then you had the new craze, all the metal water bottles. And a Yeti is the one that won, but my kids are all about the Owalas right now. So I was watching the video with them, and they were like, they were cheering for the Owala, but the Owala, I think the Owala won your drop test or something like that, which is good, I guess.
And the Owala one has a lot of nooks and crannies in that lid where the straw goes in that are really quite hard to clean.
Yes.
Yes,
I have been grossed out many a time. So, we talked about trying the Yeti one that had fewer pieces and parts. Mm-hmm. Tell me about this testing of items and kitchen gadgets. Do you guys like just make a list, or is there someone in charge of deciding what you're going to test out and acquiring? I just was thinking, I'm like, someone went out and shopping and bought all those water bottles and then had to set up all these tests. What is that like? Bridget, do you want to tell me that process?
Sure. So we have a whole bunch of people that are on the product reviews team. So that's both the ingredients that we taste and the products. So the equipment, in this case, the water bottles. So we don't accept any packaging direct from manufacturers. So sometimes they might want to make something a little special for America's Test Kitchen to test, and we don't allow that. So we buy off the shelf, all of our products straight off the shelf, local grocery stores. We try to buy, especially for products, we try to buy from various vendors the same product. We buy multiples because we don't, maybe there was a bad batch sent to one store and we don't want to make that same mistake. So, so where we get our ideas are basically from our viewers and our readers. Mm-hmm. They determine what we test. So we always send out surveys, not just for our recipes, but we're asking people, what do you want to test? And of course, we're looking at trends and things like that. So we'll go out shopping. Somebody goes out shopping, orders as well, and all this equipment comes in. And then we put things through a huge amount of tests. Our fry pan test, our skillet test, is one of my favorites. We start off frying 50 eggs one at a time with no oil to see what will stick. So this would be for a nonstick skillet. We do stir fry tests. So we'll cook it with stir fry. We'll cook it with frittatas. We'll try fish. We do something where we'll superheat the skillet and then plunge it into ice water to see if it'll warp. Because oftentimes if you're cooking at home, you might just throw that hot skillet in a sink full of water, and that's when the warping might happen. But then after that, one of my favorite tests, it was Lisa McManus, who's one of the people on that team and does all the things for TV. In terms of product reviews, she would take a cart. She had a little wagon full of skillets, and she took it outside into our big industrial park area and started slamming the skillets on a cinder block just to really get, I mean, as hard as she could, kind of a durability test. Because, you know, if you have a skillet, you're going to probably be banging that thing all around your kitchen, hopefully not on a cinder block. But we put our products through a huge amount of testing.
This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News, and we have 15 minutes remaining, and we're looking to hear from 15 more people to join us. We want to fill the audience at Mershon with WOSU members and supporters who are excited to see Bridget and Julia when they come to Columbus on December 8th. WOSU has some great seats for our members, and we want that audience full of people like you, people who love public radio and public television. Give a gift of $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180, and you'll get two tickets, plus you'll receive a copy of their latest cookbook. So we're looking to hear from 15 more people before the hour ends. Give at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. The event, as I said, is at Mershon Auditorium on December 8th, so that is two tickets plus a brand new cookbook. If you can't make it to the show, you can get the cookbook for $10 a month right now. The book is the complete America's Test Kitchen TV show cookbook from 2001 to 2026. Every recipe and product recommendation from all 26 seasons of the hit cooking show are in there. So don't miss out on this cookbook at $10 a month. But if you want to come to the event, two tickets and the cookbook. The event is December 8th. That's a monthly gift of $15 at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. I want to say thank you to Angela Petro from Columbus. Thank you, Angela. And we also heard from Susan Ather in Lancaster. Thank you, Susan, for your gift. So that means we have 13 more to go this hour. We can meet this goal, make this hour a great success. So Julia, Bridget just explained how you test products and like where they come from and that kind of thing. What about testing recipes? Does someone email you and say, I have this new way I like to cook chicken. You should try it. And then it becomes a show.
I'd be all ears if someone did that to me. You know, much like our product testing, and again, this is really in good companionship with how PBS and NPR work. We ask our readers and viewers, what are they interested in? We cater to our audience. And so what are you interested, you know, and it could be, are you an air fryer? Are you interested in Mediterranean? Are you interested in gluten-free cooking for two? Do you want a new chicken recipe? And we take all that information from our surveys and we decide what to develop now. And each recipe is assigned to a single test cook. Mm. And that test cook is responsible for shepherding the recipe through the entire process from beginning to end. And it starts in our cookbook library. We think we have one of the largest cookbook libraries. And if it was, say, someone asked me to do a new roast chicken recipe, mm-hmm. I would go into the library and I'd pull up every recipe for roast chicken I could find and even go online. And I'd spread them out and I'd look at all the options. And I'd pick five that really span the range of approaches and methods. And I would make them five recipes side by side. And what this does is it puts us in the shoes of any home cook. If you're going to make something for the first time, that's what you'd do. You'd go to your mm-hmm. cookbooks, you'd go online, you'd look up a bunch of recipes, you'd either pick one and go for it, or you'd cobble together a couple different recipes to kind of jerry-rig your own and you'd go for it. And so what would you come out with? And that's what this five recipe test does. Mm-hmm. This is what will happen to a home cook trying something for the first time. And we'd gather around a bunch of tasters and they'd taste it and analyze from their perspective what worked and didn't and what the ideal roast chicken would be. And then from the cook's perspective, you analyze what worked and what didn't. And then as a cook, I would cobble together a working recipe and test the variables independent of one another, much like the scientific method, to figure out what works, what doesn't, and always aiming for that ideal roast chicken that we identified in the very beginning. And then I test my way through. It can take anywhere from 20 to 50 tests. It can take anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks. And I'd be cooking roast chicken all day, every day, which for me would be a dream. And because I love roast chicken so much. At the end, when I have what I think is the ultimate recipe, before we publish it or put it on television, we send it out to home recipe testers that have signed up to help us test recipes. I think we have over 70,000 people across the country. Wow. And we don't send the recipe to all of them. There's different panels. And so we have people testing the recipe on their own time, on their own dime, and answering a survey about how the recipe worked with questions such as, could you find all the ingredients? Did the instructions make sense? Could you have maybe used a photo at certain steps to help you understand what we meant? And then the most important question is, would you make the recipe again? And every recipe must get an 80% yes, I would make it again before it can go on to the next step. If it falls under 80%, it goes back into the test kitchen with everyone's comments because something didn't translate. You know, in the test kitchen, it's huge, it's beautiful. We have over 50 ovens. They're calibrated every month to be accurate. We have people helping us do the dishes. We have people helping us shop. We have gorgeous equipment stacked. We can make anything work in the test kitchen. But the value of a good recipe isn't whether we can do it, it's whether people can do it at home. And the only way to test for that is to have people actually cook in their homes. And so that is the process for developing a recipe. And then once, everyone's really signed off on it and we think we've really resonated with our audience, then we go to the next step. We put it on our app, which we actually, the America's Test Kitchen app, we put one to two new recipes every day on there. And the new focus is everyday cooking, trying to get, what's for dinner tonight. We have a heavy focus on vegetarian because that seems to be what people are really into, wanting a vegetarian option or two. And then, of course, it goes in the magazine and on our TV shows.
Wow, that is very thorough.
Yeah.
Listeners, that is something you are only going to get from PBS. That thorough, I mean, when they call themselves America's Test Kitchen, they are not kidding. They are testing it not just in their kitchen, but in home kitchens as well. And you're going to learn so much more about that when you get our thank you gift and you come to see them. Bridget and Julia will be at the Mershon Auditorium on December 8th. I want to say thank you to Mary Karaman from Westerville. Mary wrote that she is so excited to see America's Test Kitchen live, so Mary will be at the event. That means we have to hear from 12 more people before the hour ends. Let's make this hour a great success. 12 more, and we have about 8 minutes remaining. We can meet this goal, but we need to hear from you. We can also meet the goal of filling the Mershon Auditorium with WOSU members. So give right now. The event is December 8th at Mershon Auditorium. It's America's Test Kitchen on the road, and we have the best seats reserved for WOSU members. When you give today at $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180, you'll get two tickets to this event. Plus, we'll also add in the most recent cookbook from America's Test Kitchen. Secure your seats right now at WOSU.org. And if you've been a member for a while at $5 or $10 a month, this is a great time to upgrade your membership. You can give $15 a month and get this thank you gift. You'll get the tickets and the cookbook, and then you'll be a supporter at $15 a month. If you are already a member of our station, thank you so much. You could make a one-time additional gift right now of $180. You'll get two tickets to this event in the WOSU member section, and you'll get the most recent America's Test Kitchen cookbook. What we're looking for is participation right now. Thank you to Cheryl Lucas in Reynoldsburg. That means we have 11 to go. Thanks, Cheryl, for joining us today. 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. Bridget, I wanted to ask you, going back to what you were saying about testing out products. You go and buy them in the store so you don't get a special one from the manufacturer or anything. Do you ever hear back from the manufacturer who is like, wait a second, why, you bent our skillet on a cement block. Why'd you do that to me?
We sure do hear back from them. Well, we are very open about how we test. So we do publish exactly how we test all of our products. But the interesting part of that is, yes, we will hear back from both, manufacturers that maybe we were favorable to or, tested well, and that the ones that didn't test well. But the ones that didn't test well, what we have found is that they actually take our testing very seriously, and they will come back with a new and improved product based on our testing. So, and then we'll, of course, have to go through the whole testing again and compare it not only to its previous, the same product, the previous type, but also run a whole new testing. So we're not just testing that one time. We're testing every few years the same products or the same type of product over and over again. But it's an amazing power we have, because we have heard from people and they've said, you know what, that's right. I acknowledge that our products fell in that particular area and we've changed it, and we hope you test it again. So it's great.
Thank you to Alika Whitney in Delaware. Thank you so much for your gift. 10 more gifts to go this hour. We can meet this goal when we hear from you. Don't wait for the hour to be over. Give right now while Julia and Bridget are on the air with us. America's Test Kitchen is coming here to Columbus on December 8th at Mershon Auditorium. We have the best seats reserved for you, but you need to give right now in order to secure those seats. You'll get 2 tickets plus their most recent cookbook, this giant 1,000-page cookbook, for a gift of $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180. But also, you'll be supporting public media at the same time. That's the great thing. You'll become a member of our station. You'll get to see this show. You'll get a cookbook. You'll have a great experience. And also, you'll be a part of 89.7 NPR News, WOSU-TV, for months and months to come. So give right now, WOSU.org. Thank you, Ashley Studer from Columbus. That's 9 more to go. We're going to meet this goal right now. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Julia, you mentioned a few minutes ago that there's more vegetarian recipes that you're testing out. There's a lot more people who are trying to, you know, not just meatless Mondays, but just eat less meat in general. Can you tell me like a favorite vegetarian recipe you've tested out recently?
Yeah, there is. And this one's in regular rotation at my house. It's a Indian recipe called chana masala. Mm-hmm. And so it's chickpeas in a tomato-y sort of broth. It is so easy to make. And the cool thing about it, some Indian cooking, is that I learned how to cook in the French style. Start with onions, you add garlic and ginger. And an Indian cooking, it doesn't always follow that same trajectory. So you save some of the fresh ingredients to add at the end. And so it's fun to cook slightly differently and learn a new style of cooking, a new, just a new tradition of how to cook. But it knocks everyone's socks off. Every time I make this, people can't believe how much flavor this vegetarian dish can have. And I have to say, when I started cooking, I'm not vegetarian, but I try to, you know, eat a lot of vegetables.
Hence all the chicken you've been talking about all hour.
I know. But when I first started trying to cook vegetarian food, I was misguided. I thought, you know, I was going to have to throw every vegetable in the pot to make it taste like something, you know, it had to be all in all the time. And the beauty of really good vegetarian food is how you highlight one particular vegetable or one particular bean. And that opens up the doors to so many interesting flavor profiles. It just, and that is fun exploring. And now that we call it the global pantry, right? You can get any ingredient from anywhere to your door within a couple days. So the amount of options you have to flavor in styles of cooking is just, you know, broken open, so that as a home cook, you can have a lot of fun just trying new things.
Thank you to Mary in Columbus, and also thank you to Julia from Columbus. Thank you for your gifts of support. So we have 7 more gifts to go this hour, and we have about 3 minutes remaining in the hour. We can meet this goal right now when we hear from you. We know that people are on our website right now. They're making that gift. Our thank you gift for this hour is to see Bridget and Julia live and in person at America's Test Kitchen on the Road. The event is December 8th. It's in Mershon Auditorium on OSU's campus, and the best seats are reserved for WOSU members. When you give today at $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180, you'll get 2 tickets to this event. Plus, we're going to add in the most recent cookbook from America's Test Kitchen. So secure your seats right now. Thank you to Deborah Hadley from Columbus. So now we have 6 more to go. We're definitely going to meet this goal when you join us. And then we will see you on December 8th at Mershon Auditorium for America's Test Kitchen on the road live here in Columbus. The best seats are available to you, but only when you make a gift. $15 a month right now at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. And it's 2 tickets, plus you're going to get this cookbook as well. It's an amazing time to support public radio. We have been talking this hour all about America's Test Kitchen, the TV show, the cookbook, and the live event coming to Columbus. I want to thank our guests today. Julia Collin-Davidson and Bridget Lancaster, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. It's so nice to meet you, and I can't wait to join you in Ohio.
Bridget, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Amy. Really appreciate it. Can't wait to get to Columbus and OH.
Oh, I.O., of course. Thank you to Steve Wilson from Delaware and Deborah Jones from Gahanna. Four more to go in the last minute. This is the last minute, so I'm going to tell you one more time that you can see Bridget and Julia live and in person at America's Test Kitchen on the Road, December 8th. The best seats in the house are just for WOSU members. Plus, you'll also get the America's Test Kitchen cookbook. $15 a month as a sustaining member for those two seats, plus the cookbook. Give right now at WOSU.org. Or call 866-897-9678. This is listener-supported WOSU FM and HD1 Columbus. If you can't make the show, we do have the cookbook available at $10 a month as a sustainer right now, so you can get the cookbook. But for $15 a month, it's two tickets to see America's Test Kitchen, plus the cookbook. Plus, you'll be supporting public radio, you'll be supporting PBS and NPR, and you'll help secure the future of these great shows. Thank you for listening today. This is All Sides from 89.7 NPR News. I'm Amy Jurevich.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.